Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mono to mono, me and you. And where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. You got the clock to the 10 o'clock time to go to sleep or 9 to 5 time to go to work. That's bullshit. If you're in bed right now and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the fuck up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. 2 a.m., not a fucking person's here. I can scream my fucking off. No one hears me. I can cry. I can myself. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week. And no one sees it. Because it's supposed to be that way. This is the fucking means to the end. It's not the end. All those motherfuckers come in here with their hair done, the makeup. You know, these guys come in their shirts to be seen. Missing the point, man. Missing the point. You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your dues so later in life you never wonder what if.
If I want to be the best, I got to beat the best. I realized, man, if I want to be good, I got to wake up in the morning, and I got to do the extra work, and I got to show up when other guys aren't, and I've got to learn, and I've got to continue to be open to learning. There were workouts in the morning at 6 a.m. before school, and I was like, okay, I can get up at 6 a.m. and I can go do these rope drills where you'd run through the ropes. See, a lot of people do that. There were these hills that we would run up, and there was probably less than 10 people there, but I was probably one of the three that were there almost every single day to try to continue to push myself to grow in these maybe physical areas that I was really behind a lot of other people at. Because naturally, no one's good at everything. I mean, that's just not the way life works. We're all talented at certain things, but we can really continue to improve our weaknesses if we're humble enough to identify them, and we can build on our strengths. And I think we're all trying to find a more well-rounded aspect to ourselves. But a lot of that has to come with this understanding about yourself that what you know is very limited and what you don't know is limitless.
I had a purpose. I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. And anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for.
At what age did that goal become crystal clear?
I made that deal with myself at 13 years old.
At 13 years old?
13 years old. That's
you
the deal I made.
Crystal clear about it.
Crystal clear.
And where did inspiration come from?
The love of the game. The love of the game. The challenge. Like, I would watch Magic play. I'd watch Michael play. And I would see them do these unbelievable things. And I'd say, you know, can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out. Let's find out.
Who are you? On those days you don't want to do things, it's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's f***ed up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You're not the favorite person at school. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when s*** all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there.
We're putting the work in now so we never wonder what if. Not run by the clock.
nor by our desire where we want to go tomorrow. Our competition's f***ing asleep right now. We're getting ahead of that competition. The margins between first and loser, the second place finisher, growing and growing and growing. They're all going to fight for second place. They won't be able to keep up with you. That's being on the right path, man. Never looking back to our past. The past is great. We're proud of it. But it's not the current day. All that shit is created who we are right now, where life begins, and how we feel, where we want to go, using that information to excel ourselves to the future of where we want to be tomorrow, which is right now, last I looked. Not when the sun comes up. It's when we're ready to get up.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you die this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm gonna make Monday morning my I'm gonna make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I wanna do every morning, and that's what I want from you.
This is why I'm a big believer in this, is that when you are starting out, I think you gotta find the thing that's the pain. And like, pain motivates significantly faster and stronger than pleasure does. Like, people are like, no, passion's the right way. It's like, point a gun at a family member, all of a sudden, 10 out of 10 motivation, pain. And so like, I think people should use their pain more.
So at 13 years old, I had a, I had a kill list. And so, you know, they used to do these rankings. It was Street and Smith basketball rankings. And I was nowhere to be found because I was like 6'4", scrawny, like 160 pounds soaking wet. So I was like 57 on the list. And so I will look at 56, 55, all the way up to number one, who these players are, what club teams they played for. So when we go on an AAU travel circuit, I got to hunt them down, right? And so that became my mission in high school, is to check off every other person, all those 56 other names, hunt them down and knock them down.
But I was never, I would say, like a prodigy. You know, I wasn't like the kid where you see Tiger Woods swinging on the Johnny Carson show at 2 or 3 years old. And, you know, his swing looks as good as it did at 3 years old as it did, you know, as he grew older. Or, you know, certain players that had this unbelievable prodigy aspect to themselves. I saw myself as someone who probably had some other traits that maybe were hard to identify, but that were really sustainable over time, which was, I would say, work ethic and discipline.
When you get out of bed, or you want to get out of bed, there's all these individuals that are lined up next to that bed. There's fear, there's doubt, there's compassion, there's hatred, there's excellence, there's sorrowness, there's excuses. And they all have their hands out. And then you get to choose every single day who gets a vote. It's your decision. It's your decision. And most times, many individuals make their decisions with their feelings. And when you have to make those decisions with your mind. Every single morning, if you can't get out of your beds, and you choose not to win, you listen to your feelings.
Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does.